So on to item 12, ocean wastewater discharge in the state of California, very similar to the item we were just talking about. And as it says in the report here, actually about a year ago, Heal the Ocean, by way of their director, Hillary Hauser, asked to come before the board and provide a presentation on their California Ocean Wastewater Discharge Report and Inventory, which is a report and webpage that they put a lot of effort into. And they wanted to report to the board on what they've accomplished with that and their efforts in addressing a question that Dr. Hunter brought up about recycling efforts. And so our board chair approved a 15-minute presentation today, and Hillary Hauser, the floor is yours.
Executive Director Briggs, Chairman Young, members of the board, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm Hillary Hauser, Executive Director of Heal the Ocean, and I'm very honored that we have some time to present this to you. And I'd like to introduce you to Megan O'Meara, who is Heal the Ocean's Program Director for the Junior Council, which is replacing putting dog bags in all the dog dispensers on the county beaches because Santa Barbara County ran out of money for it. So Megan is the only one in our office that knows how to deal with computers, so she put together the PowerPoint for this presentation. So I'm very glad to show this to you. We finished this report. We worked on it for about 5 years. Heal the Ocean has been focused on wastewater and septic systems as a prime source of ocean pollution. And so we have put emphasis on studies and reports as a way of understanding what we really need to do and how to get at some of these problems. Starting with, I think, was it in 1999, doing a DNA test of the Rincon Lagoon so that we could really understand that it was, in fact, septic systems that we need to clean up out there. And I appreciate Mr. Briggs' help on some of our reports are really good and some are not so good. And I appreciate Mr. Briggs' help on reviewing some of our materials that we ended up shelving. However, this report is we're really proud of. It took us about 5 years and $1 billion to put together. We put a research staff together that contacted every single wastewater plant in California discharging into the Pacific Ocean. I think all of you were sent this link to this report and maybe the hard copies too. But this is just a brief insight to what this report is. We produced it for a resource for your agencies, for the State Water Board, or any agency that wants to look at some of the facts and figures of wastewater discharge. And so we were mainly did this as a way of tackling the issue of keeping wastewater out of the ocean. But this whole project played into the state mandate to find more water because of the drought. And so this was illustrating what we put in the ocean, but our focus was first really on keeping wastewater out of the ocean, and then it turned into the waste of water, the waste of fresh water at 1.3 billion gallons a day of fresh water that we're using this way. And so we tallied it all up and in this report so that your agency and all the boards can really see what is going on. We divided it up into the regions that are on the Pacific coast. We hired Marine Science Institute to make one map that's on our website. It's very difficult to use. So Heal the Ocean office created a Google Fly-To map that's much easier to use. You can zoom in and see actually the wastewater plant, and you can see where the outfall is. which you can see in Crescent City. The north part, the northern coast is pretty wild. Their outfalls are on land. This is on an island right offshore. And then you can click in closer and see exactly the depth, the distance from shore, what it is, and the GIS mark. Here's Shelter Cove. There's the wastewater plant. And the blue pin is where the outfall is. It's on the beach. And that's an ASBS right there. And this shows how much depth, 0 feet, and so forth. So it gives, it's a picture. I mean, I think. Really?
If you need it.
I know, but the whole thing is that I think the regional board is dealing with a lot of paper. Sometimes when you see it, it brings it home. So we did the whole California coast. Here's Santa Barbara, and there's the outfall. I thought we deleted this slide. Well, there it is in the middle of the ocean. But there's the facts about distance for shore, the depth, and how much. San Diego, Point Loma, and so forth. So you can click on all the actual facilities. And then the report is divided up into the regions, that the regional boards. That, and within each region, here's Region 3. It's all of it. But it goes, that lists the treatment plants, the volumes, the details of what's in the wastewater. And there are charts like this in this report. And then which plants are reclaiming water and how much, wastewater and how much, with the particular plants, if they're doing it at all or doing some, and so forth. And this gives, is an insight to what resource, at least that when we got halfway through this, we said, wastewater is called wastewater for a reason, because it's a waste of water. So then we created these maps. These are on Heal the Ocean website. You can click on the where all the treatment plants are. There's more information about the area served, what the treatment process is, number of people served, and so forth. This is shows what's happening in Regional Board 2, San Francisco, and the outfall distance from shore. This is in writing some of the things that are on the map. Here's your region, and with where these wastewater plants are, what they're doing, and so forth. Improvements, blended secondary, decor, these facts, so that you can just quickly go to them. And as I said before, our researchers got every permit from every wastewater plant, and during the 5 years we worked on it, we had to get new permits, and of course, it has to be updated every 5 years. But here, so the City of Los Angeles, Regional Board 8, Orange County. And we wanted this document is so heavily researched. I actually had a slide to show the footnotes, and this is not internet website passed around information. It comes straight from the plant and dialogued with plant managers. So the key points, and we're not going to read all this, it's really that we're discharging 1.3 billion gallons daily of water into the ocean. And this is fresh water. And that the reclamation, we can do a lot with increasing reclaimed water. And Heal the Ocean is focus also on the regulation of CECs, the contaminants of emerging concern, or the chemicals of emerging concern, of what, and have been participating in the state board process of that. We don't think they're being tough enough, but our report does list. Wait, am I going backwards? Excuse me. It does list CECs, the ones that need to be dealt with, and the report does list the reclamation and how you get these CECs out, mainly by longer holding times, which is not as easy as it sounds. I called the city of Santa Barbara and said, "Say, can we just hold this for 2 weeks?" And she said, "Are you kidding? I mean, that would take the size of a plant, expand the plant about the size of the city of Santa Barbara." But
no,
there
sorry,
are
5 minutes. 5 minutes left.
Oh, thank you. So the benefit of reclaimed water is to are these. And what Heal the Ocean is now doing, we are serving on the Santa Barbara County IRWIM Steering Committee, and to pick out the water quality project that could be funded by Proposition 84. We convinced the steering committee to apply for a planning grant that includes a South Coast Recycle Water Development Plan, which Craig Murray referred to earlier, and Carpinteria Sanitary District and Carpinteria Valley Water District is very much helping us on that. And we were asked by Santa Barbara County to assemble this wastewater development plan coordinating committee, which is going to include the city of Santa Barbara and the water and wastewater for Goleta, water and wastewater for Carpinteria, and all of them are to sit around the table and bring in report that an engineering report that they already have, and so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And we're very proud that Heal the Ocean's three of Heal the Ocean's report is on the literature review report that we've done since 2000. And these are the and we're also looking for funding outside of the IRWIMP process for getting cost feasibility studies for example, for Carpinteria Sanitary and Carpinteria Water. We met with some engineers yesterday, AECOM, that can do a cost feasibility for $30,000, and Craig Murray doesn't even know this yet. So that we're putting this committee together to write an RFP to address salt and nutrient management, reverse osmosis, identify potential customers, and get cost feasibilities done for distribution system. That is our report in a nutshell. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. So there's still 1.3 billion gallons being discharged every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some idea as to what percentage of that is potentially recyclable?
It's in one of those charts for every it there. Some pages show it addresses recycled water, who's doing it, who's not, how much, what can be done. And in South Santa Barbara County, we are talking to, let's say, the city of Santa Barbara. They reclaim, they've got reclaimed water, tertiary. And we're talking to them about, in the plan that we're doing, we will address reverse osmosis because they're mixing 50-50 potable water and recycled water because of the salt burns the grass, burns the, and Calavo won't buy avocados that are watered with tertiary water. So we want to clean up that water. We want to get the CECs out. We, even if it costs the moon, we have to know what it costs to get really good water that can be used. So we want to increase that amount with the two sanitary plants that are already producing tertiary water, Goleta and the city.
Okay. But my question is, if you have an idea, looking at the total amount discharged in this state.
You know, I can't. I can't say.
It's in the report.
We can. Yeah, it's in the report.
And then, secondly, is there any evidence that CECs are harming the marine environment? I mean, I've seen reports that, you know, there's amphibians and other aquatic life in freshwater habitats that appear to be affected by contaminants of emerging concern. I'm just haven't seen anything yet about ocean habitat.
The that is being studied now. It's not in this report, but it does address the classes of CECs that have to be looked at, and it makes mention of study. This report makes mention of studies that have been done around the world with contaminants.
Okay. I mean, are you aware of any other studies?
No, not
yet. Okay. And Mr. Jeffries was just commenting on sea otters potentially being affected by CECs. So
there's a lot of evidence out there that the impacts to sea life is could be greater than we realize. The SCWRP, Southern California Coastal Water Research Project, is holding panel is looking at the subject of CECs to recommend to the state board what CECs should be monitored and why. So that process is going on through SCWRP and the state board.
Good. Any other board comments or questions for Heal the Ocean? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much
nice
for this opportunity.
It took you a while to get here. Usually, Ms. Hauser, this...
Wait, where are you?
Right here.
You know my ears.
I know. But this report came out a year ago. We've been waiting for you. And normally you're very fast at getting into things. So just an observation.
Oh, good. Oh, am I getting better?
Yeah. All right, thank you.
I thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Hillary, that wasn't a gift I gave you. If you could give that back to John, please.
I'm going to walk away with all your equipment.
Okay. I think we have one speaker, Mr. Briggs, for this. Dr. Ido McGowan.
Thank you. I have some projection material, and I have some handouts if I could do that. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you give it to staff?
Okay. Those are the handouts.
Can you start while you're waiting for the machine to warm up? Or?
Surely,
okay.
I can.
Go ahead.
All right. I'll just read what I've written. I've had a head injury, so I'm a bit dyslexic. I don't read well. But I'm Dr. Ed McGowan. I'm here today representing the Medical Hydropathology Working Group. The working group is composed of physicians, scientists, and attorneys with an interest in water quality and its impact on public health. I would like to propose that the regional board, Heal the Ocean, and the working group do a collaborative research effort regarding recycled water and its safety. It is well known that a single indicator system is failing to adequately protect public health. Thus, we in the working group are embarking upon a testing program that will look at recycled water quality at points of use. It's typically tested at point of release. The pictures are are from culture plates that we ran on recycled water. This is finished recycled water. This, I believe, is Goleta Water District. And as you can see, if you know how to read these plates, see the blank area around these little discs? These little discs contain antibiotics, and the antibiotics diffuse out into the agar. And so you completely plate the surface of the plate with a bacteria, and it grows. And if it runs into an antibiotic that it can't deal with, it stops growing. So that all of these antibiotics are working. This one is not working. On this plate, you can see very few of the antibiotics are actually working. This was chlorinated and this was not chlorinated. So this tells you that chlorine does have an effect, although it didn't get all of the bacteria. So those were multi-drug resistant bacteria that slipped into the end use of this water, wherever that water was. This is out of El Estero. What happened? Anyway, the one in front of you can see, is from El Estero, and you can see that it's completely overgrown the plates, which means that there's a very, very high level of antibiotic-resistant bacteria getting through, and these are multi-drug-resistant bacteria. In one particular case, they were resistant to 11 of the 12 challenged antibiotics. So that's a fairly serious pathogen. So this is what we're finding. Now, when we test the water using the state standard test, the single indicator test, at the point of release, we're finding nothing. When we go out at the end of the pipe, we're finding stuff that's completely off the chart. And we're finding antibiotic-resistant bacteria in both points. And so what we would like to propose is that this testing continue under board guidance to look at the end use, because this stuff is going on crops consumed raw. And the antibiotic-resistant genes in the bacteria are capable of getting into the consumed foods. I'm out of time. Thank you.
Dr. McGowan, I know you and I have talked about this on the phone.
Yes, sir.
In the past, and I think our discussion was that this was an issue of statewide concern. And I'm just wondering what's the status of your efforts dealing with the State Water Board to further your goal here?
Basically run into a brick wall at the Water Board and at the Department of Health. They don't want to touch this. But we do plan to do the testing, and we would like very much to either get your blessing or your input or at least your acknowledgement that it's something worthwhile. Because until we can test and show this is pretty much universal, we really don't have an argument. But unless we can test, we won't have the data. And so it's sort of a conundrum that we need somebody that has an interest.
Well, are you looking for money from the Water Board or just...
Well, that would be nice, but
we're
generating our own funding.
Yeah. Well, to that I was going to say there's probably nothing that we can offer you other than that, Mr. Briggs, what is the role of the board in terms of supporting or...
Well, Dr. McGowan, my understanding, I could be wrong, but is that you've had problems with getting access for sampling?
We've had access problems. We tried to get Laguna County Regional Sand to give us, and they said no, they wouldn't. And then the next thing that happened was that their legal counsel contacted us. And the problem is that what we're finding is that UV, although it may kill the bacteria, is not disrupting the genetic information, which is then coming through. And it's that genetic information that then gets into the soil bacteria that then comes up through the roots of the crop and gets into the edible portions that is worrisome. And so what we've got is the medical side of it, the health practitioners, are trying very hard to control antibiotic resistance by manipulating the drugs and the level of material in the actual patient base. The animal medicine people are doing the same thing, and then we've got a system here that's just dumping it back into the environment. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
But anyway, getting back to the issue of access, if we could assist with access, we might be able to do that. I can appreciate from the discharger's standpoint, and actually Hillary Hauser might be familiar with this, that if a party comes in and grabs a sample, the discharger most likely would like to be able to take a sample at the same time.
Yes.
And do their own testing so that they have their own results. So I think that would be a common reaction to.
Yes, that's perfectly understandable and certainly agreeable with us. We'd be sending all of our samples back to Virginia Tech to Amy Pruden's lab. She's the one that's done most of the work on antibiotic resistant genes, and we'd be doing gene analysis.
So we can talk about ways that we might be able to assist with access.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Dr. McGowan, then you could speak to Mr. Briggs
later
at some other time and see what the board can do to assist you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break for about 10 minutes, and when we